Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.
Sponsored by Virgin Mobile. We'll tell you when your phone is paid off. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now. I was talking about this in Newsy Bits. Anita brought me the story. So a free shop supplying essential items for Ukrainian refugees has opened in Dublin city centre. The man behind the idea for the centre is on the line. Roslyn Makarski is on the line. How's it going? How are you?
Hello, good morning, everyone. Yeah, all good. Thank you. Happy day number two since opening today. Yeah.
Day number two. Okay. So yeah. I believe there's a queue down the street. Is that right?
The shop is at the moment a full house, but there's only two people outside queuing.
Okay, that's okay. And what can you get there?
Basically everything, like clothes, shoes, toiletries. Even from yesterday, we got some donation of stuff for women, for, you know, the lipsticks and creams, children clothes, children food, nappies, the most necessarily things that you need for life, you know.
And Ruslan, are you still looking for donations, or are you inundated? I mean, can people pop down to the shop and give items?
Well, the main reason why we opened the shop is because, as probably you know, before the shop opening, from day number one, war started. The Art of Coffee just decided to collect the donations to send to Ukraine, and we were very, very busy, and at some stage Poland, the logistics centers in Poland, stopped taking the second-hand clothes, and we currently have about 50 pallets of second-hand clothes that are due to be taken away in the shop, because that's what made me to think to open the shop, as the Ukrainians arriving here, and they probably arriving with nothing. So we that's why we open. So the second-hand clothes is in the shop at the moment, but donations we will be taking is probably if people can donate something new, if possible, not expensive, but one item instead of five or six items, secondhand, one new item to buy in not very expensive shop. Or kids, you know, like yesterday we had these little Barbie dolls that's been very popular, and they all gone, so we don't have any left at the moment. Yes, we are taking donations in the shop.
So, Ruslan, so Ukrainian refugees just come to the shop and have a look and see what they need and take it.
Like.
That must have been very emotional for you, because where are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from the town called Ivano-Frankivsk in Ukraine, but I've been in Ireland for over 20 years now. Yeah.
And is it emotional meeting your fellow Ukrainians who are now refugees, effectively?
Yes. We had yesterday a couple with a little baby came in, and they arrived yesterday morning, and they came to the shop after lunchtime. And you could see in their eyes that they're still under the impression, you know, of war and fear. And yes, it is emotional.
It must have been so nice for them to be able to speak to you, you know, coming to Ireland, maybe never, you know, they've never been here before, whatever, and then being able to talk to you, and you're Ukrainian as well. That must have been nice, a comfort for them.
Yeah, the next step we are planning to do, hopefully from next week, there's a small room available. We can maybe create something like an information center.
Because information's kind of, I suppose, when they first arrive, information's kind of all over the place. It would be nice to have a hub.
To have in one, yeah.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Really good idea.
Also, there's another room there that's not in use at the moment. Believe it or not, there's no power in the sockets. But this morning, thanks to Jerry, an electrician, he fixed it at 6 a.m. So we have it up and running. We are planning to do the hairdressing shop for the ladies, and maybe even one chair for barber shop.
That's a great idea.
I have three volunteers that already happy to do it on voluntary basis as well. So we're hoping from next week to start this as well.
Was it important to you? I'm getting an overwhelming sense of your proactiveness. I mean, was that something that you just feel like you have to do something?
It's just myself doing it by nature. I don't know. It just goes. I like doing this, and this is my fight. I don't know how to fight with a gun, but this is I feel that's how can we do it in here to help poor people that's running away from the war.
Yeah. Ruslan, I wish you the very best of luck. If people want to donate or help out, where can they go?
They can go to the Art of Coffee I Donate page.
Amazing.
That's where we're collecting, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, and the place is on 44 Clarendon Street, number
44 Clarendon Street. Very good. 44 Clarendon Street and the Art of Coffee. Go and check them out. They have an I Donate page. Ruslan, thank you so much for coming on the show and telling us about your free shop to Ukrainian refugees. Just amazing.
Jennifer Zamparelli on 2FM.